Report. Now, time to see what's going on at the One World Festival of Human Rights documentaries underway in Prague.
Mike Campbell is about to take on a man who has brought death to thousands.
Strike! We'll protect you! Strike!
A trailer for Mugabe and the White African, one of the documentaries being shown at the One World Festival. It follows Michael Campbell, one of the few white farmers left in Zimbabwe after years of land seizures, as he takes the brutal regime of Robert Mugabe to court at the Southern African Development Community, or SADC. Campbell wins his legal battle against the dictator, but at great cost to himself and his family. Ian Willoughby spoke to one of the directors of Mugabe and the White African, Lucy Bailey.
I think when we made this film, we wanted to bring attention to the whole Zimbabwe issue. We were aware of what was going on inside Zimbabwe, but of course it was always going to be so difficult to do with a total press ban. You know, just people weren't making anything about Zimbabwe, and we were determined to try and do that and to make a proper feature film that would play on a big screen.
A lot of the film was shot covertly. How much danger were you in?
The film was very risky to make. It was all shot covertly, so that meant that we had to smuggle ourselves and our equipment into Zimbabwe. Yeah, it was risky because at any time, if we'd been found out or been caught, we would have been thrown into prison. So we had to be very careful with our logistical planning, essentially. And we had to be one step ahead of the authorities and come up with inventive ways of getting ourselves in and out. And we were literally smuggling equipment by, you know, welding camera lenses into car doors and this kind of thing to get it in. And we had to ship the camera equipment down the Zambezi at night on a boat, so quite difficult.
At the end of the film, Michael Campbell, this white farmer who's an elderly man, he has won a legal case against the Mugabe government, but his farm has been burned down. Was there any achievement in his legal battle, do you think? Did he actually achieve anything?
I think, yes. I think that the legal precedent has been set, and despite the fact that the Zimbabwean government have ignored it, you can't ignore the fact that legally they are in the right, and that this new, you know, the SADC tribunal is a brand new human rights court, and those five black African judges made the right decision that day on behalf of every citizen in Southern Africa. So we have to be hopeful. Yes, the Zimbabwe government have ignored it, but I think you have to start somewhere, and it's a slow process building this whole human rights culture.
And how do you think the rest of the world should deal with Robert Mugabe?
I think the rest of the world are scared. Particularly, it's very difficult for the West, for the UK, for the US, because Mugabe plays the colonial card and keeps saying you're interfering, you're colonial. People mustn't be frightened by that, but it is very difficult. But at the end of the day, this is a total dictator, and it's all about political power for him. It's not a black and white thing. Mugabe is suppressing the majority of his population.
Lucy Bailey, co-director of Mugabe and the White House.